Hey there, and welcome to Driftless and Wild, a podcast about the beauty of childhood, outdoor play, and the importance of letting our kids be wild. I'm Tila, a special education teacher, nature lover, and passionate advocate for giving children the freedom to learn and grow outside. I grew up in Minnesota, and I still get to call it home. If you haven't been here, you probably have a few assumptions about what it's like. And if you have been here, then you know just how stunning it is. From forests to prairies, lakes to bluffs, there's a little bit of everything. And it's one of the most naturally diverse and beautiful places in the world. While Minnesota has been my home for 32 years, I've traveled to Africa, Jamaica, Hawaii, and across many of the U.S. states. But this land, with all its wild beauty, continues to inspire me. So thank you for tuning in. This podcast is for anyone who wants to keep childhood wild in today's world, where screens are everywhere, and genuine play can easily get lost in the shuffle. I'll be sharing stories, ideas, and tips for weaving more outdoor play and simple, nature-based learning into your daily life. So I kind of want to just dive in and talk to you about how this all got started. This movement started when my son was born almost 4 years ago already. I didn't plan to be a stay-at-home mom, but after he arrived, I did not want to go back to work. But we had just built the house, and so I needed to return to my teaching job just to kind of help, you know, ends meet, whatever. As a special education teacher, I get to work with incredible kids who learn in so many different ways, and that work, combined with being a mom, showed me just how essential hands-on outdoor experiences are for every child. And that begins at such a young age. I began to notice how often people were handing their kids screens at the store, in the car, at restaurants, and I get it. I now have 2 kids under 4, and I understand how much people need a break. Parenting can be tough, but we made a decision early on in our household that we wouldn't use tablets in our home. But if you are a tablet family, I am not here to judge you. Every parent is just doing their best. As long as your child is loved, you are doing great. But what I am here to offer is a different path, one where boredom becomes opportunity, where play isn't pre-programmed, where kids connect to themselves and the world around them in powerful, grounding ways. We've been living the wild life. From 5 weeks old, my son was bundled up and napping outside, even in the middle of a Minnesota winter. This guy was born in the middle of December during a snowstorm. This sounds crazy, right? But in countries like Sweden and Norway, this is completely normal. Fresh air and nature are not just for play. They are for your entire well-being. My daughter, who was born 20 months later, was the same way. While she was born in August, we still prioritized outdoor adventures, outdoor play, and just getting a lot of fresh air from the second we brought her home. My kids have grown up eating dirt, stepping in chicken poop because, yep, we have pet chickens, digging in the garden, and essentially living outside. And you know what? They rarely get sick. Knock on wood, and thank you to the good Lord above. I truly believe that their strong immune systems come from the consistent exposure to sunlight, soil, fresh air, and those yummy, yummy real-life microbes. Vitamin D, anyone? Sure, you can supplement it, and we've all probably had to do so. But why not experience it? Time outside supports physical and mental health. Studies have shown that people who live close to nature tend to have better emotional balance. In Japan, they even have a term for it, you guys. It's called forest bathing. I read about it in one of my favorite books that I've recently read that I, for some reason, cannot think of right now. But essentially, you are immersing yourself into a forest scene, and you are quietly soaking in the sounds, the colors, and the smells of the forest. It's healing, and it really works. Now listen, I'm not asking you to live off the land or spend 3 weeks in the Rockies, but if that's your jam, hey, go for it. What I'm here to say is, it doesn't have to be that deep. Take a walk after dinner. Visit a local trail. Eat your takeout on a patio. Little shifts can make a huge difference. If you can't handle the heat in the summer like me, I am a winter girly, but even on the hottest days, we fill up the kiddie pool or we toss sponge water balloons, which you can easily make from dollar store sponges and rubber bands. Hello, no cleanup, no choking hazards, just pure fun. And they're reusable, so you're not buying water balloons every other day. You guys, nature does not have to be a whole event. It can be a snack box and a blanket at the park, a walk around the block, a picnic with friends. Your energy sets the tone. If you are excited about something, your kids will be too. You have so much power in the way that you share with your kids what you are doing. Make it a good, positive thing. This podcast is a space for real talk, real ideas, and just plain old encouragement. I'm still learning the ropes right along with you, but you will hear me ramble now and then. But I promise to keep it honest and simple and full of heart, because this is really truly what I am passionate about. So whether you're already raising wild kids or you're just looking for a new rhythm, I welcome you, and I'm so glad that you are here. Share this podcast with your people, even if it's just to say, hey, there's this girl who like rambles on and on, but she makes some really good points. Let's build our outdoor rapport. Let's be wild, and let's live simply.